At the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Alan Forbes with Case IH. And Alan, first of all, I know you're a board member here for CTIC. What attracted you to serve on the board, and what has it meant to you?
Yeah. We, as a company, have a longstanding tradition of supporting CTIC. If you go back to its inception 30 years ago, International Harvester was one of the founding members, and actually one of the individuals that I worked for, one of my bosses, John Johansson, was one of the early founders. So we've had a history since the inception of the organization of being involved. And another company that we purchased, DMI, which is right here in Goodfield, Illinois, they were founding members of CTIC as well. And really, they just have a culture and an attitude of conservation that really fits what we believe in at Case IH when it comes to preserving the water, the air, natural resources. It's just that culturally it fits us.
And you are also a sponsor here on the tour. Tell us how you're providing support for this tour this year.
Yeah, we are involved as a sponsor, as are many of the other board members, companies, and we're sponsoring tonight's dinner at Rooster Heaven. We're happy to be a part of it. This whole watershed project for us really represents what we think is a best-in-class initiative when it comes to conservation, and in particular action. You know, we can talk conservation. Lots of people talk conservation about what we could do, what we should do. But here, producers are putting together real-world initiatives that are providing benefits not only in the watershed, but some of the best practices that are being witnessed here are being exported nationwide and across North America. So it's a real good effort, and it's something that Case IH, we're very happy to be a part of.
Well, we've seen a lot of different types of practices in action, if you will, out here. How about from the standpoint of the equipment that farmers use? How important are the products that you're producing, and how do you take into account some of these the push to be ever better stewards of the land?
As a company that is a global company, we're paying attention to all types of practices around the world. And in North America in particular, there's been a longstanding conservation tradition, and it just seems to be getting more and more attention. We have products going back to the Cyclo planter and the early riser planter that have been fantastic no-till planters from their inception. They were built to be no-till planters without even anything added to them. Now, if you look at some of the genetics that we have today, it gets to be a little more challenging, but we're constantly trying to keep up with the genetics and modify our equipment to work in no-till environments as well as minimum till and even conventional till. That's the challenge, is to balance across the spectrum. We have fertilizer bars, which came to us from our acquisition of DMI, and they've got a real nice product and have been leaders in that market for a long time.
We haven't really heard it much today, or at least I haven't, the term precision agriculture, but Case obviously very involved in that as a manufacturer. That has to play a key role in being doing good conservation, because you're making better use of inputs and things like that.
And that's been the challenge. I think we go back to probably the year 2000 when we introduced our 1200 planter in a 12 and a 16 row configuration, and those machines had full GPS prescription capabilities. We could do variable rate on the go. The challenge became getting enough data to understand what changes to make. Understanding through looking at yield maps, you look at 1 year's worth of data, and you might have made a decision based on that. 2 years, 3 years, you scratch your head a little bit and say, oh, maybe we might have made a different decision. I think now we're getting more and more folks that have been dealing with precision long enough that they're really starting to realize the benefits that those technologies have, and guidance in particular. It's just amazing how that's grown from its inception to today across all the product spectrums. Another product I work with is windrowers. And if you think about the fatigue of being in a windrower all day operating it, having guidance on a machine like that can mean the world in terms of lengthening that day and speeding up the operation and being more productive in the field.
I've heard it said that guidance is one of the fastest adopted technologies perhaps we've seen, just in terms of the time span from when we've had it till where we are right now.
I'd agree with that. And that was really surprising to me as an individual that's been in this industry for 23 years and been a part of some of the precision introductions with our company for 23 years, to see how quickly growers jumped on something that was fairly foreign just a few years ago and see the productivity benefits and the return on investment that they can get from guidance. It surprised me. But as a company, we were ready. We've got guidance solutions for all of our vehicles, and have got a real strong product line in that area.
Well, great. Thank you very much, Alan Forbes with Case IH, a board member on the Conservation Technology Information Council and sponsor here on our Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.